الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu used three different words to describe our connection with Him in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used three words. The first word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used is khashyatullah, the word khashya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr, for example, where He said, لَوَنْزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if this Qur'an is were to be sent onto a mountain, the mountain would humble itself, min khashyatillah, because of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we give these examples to people so that they may reflect. The second word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in connection with our relationship with Him is the word hubb. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And the third word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used with respect to Himself and our connection with Him is the word taqwa. And of course we know taqwa has come in many, many places in the Quran. The first place it came is right in the beginning of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran itself and He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Quran, that is a book in which there is no doubt, and this is a means of guidance for people who have taqwa. So these three words, what do they mean and what is their connection with each other? Is there a connection? If there is a connection, what is it? What leads to what? And inshallah, in the next few days, we'll talk about each of them. My understanding is that these three words are related and one leads to the other. It begins with the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which leads to the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which brings about the condition of taqwa in a person. And therefore we have to follow this sequence if you want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the muttaqoon. All the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for people of taqwa. And therefore it is important for us to try to become people of taqwa. Now the word khashya is a feeling of awe, a feeling of the kind of fear that comes out of awe. There are two kinds of fear. There is the fear which is the word khawf. And even shaitan said, inni akhafullah. He said, I'm afraid of Allah. But the fear, the khawf, is a negative kind of fear. The fear which is what we feel when we face something which has shar. We feel this fear when we face evil of any kind, something from which we expect harm, right? So it is the fear that if you are standing in front of a wild animal, if you are, you know, fear of heights, and so on and so forth, all kinds of fears, where we essentially we fear something bad will happen. We feel something. Some evil from that individual or from that person or from that creature or from that situation. And that is the fear. And the natural reaction to that fear is to run away. That is to get away from this fear. I don't like this thing. Save me from it. I don't want anything to do with this. Like fear of dogs, for example. I mean, people who fear dogs, they will not touch the dog. They won't go near the dog. They say, lock up the dog. If you want me to come to your house, lock up the dog. And no matter how much you try to convince them, no, my dog is very safe and this and that, I don't care, just lock the dog up. Right? So that kind of fear, Fear, for example, the fear that children have of teachers. Sometimes you might have a bad teacher in a school, and the children are frightened of that teacher. Those children don't want to go to school, right? They don't want to go to class, they don't want to go to school, they don't like the teacher. So there is this fear which produces hatred, a fear which produces hatred, a fear which you run away from. The other kind of fear is not khawf but khashyat, which is with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not a fear which is in apprehension of something negative, but it is the fear which is really that. I think the best way to describe that is his awe, his majesty, glory, magnificence, greatness, power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you look at that and there is a kind of fear, but this is not a fear where you want to run away from. On the contrary, this is a fear where you want to say, can I get close to this? Can some of this glory reflect on me? Can I benefit from this light? It is very huge and magnificent. I think I'll probably get destroyed if I'll burn up if I go in there, but I hope there is some way of safety where I can benefit from this greatness, from this glory. So, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, we don't give the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anything. But it is like, for example, when you are in the presence of a king, when you are in the presence of somebody with great power or with great wealth, there is some kind of reflected glory that comes from. That's the reason why people like to be with great people. You know, it's not that if you are with a billionaire that he's going to give you a billion. You know, he probably won't even buy you a cup of coffee. But still, you want to rub shoulders with those people, you want to be in their company. And that is the kind of awe of wealth, awe of power that we have. And all of this is transitory, all of this is nonsense. The only thing which is permanent is the awe and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khashyat is the feeling of awe which leads us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in that context where he said, if this Quran is sent on a mountain, the mountain will humble itself min khashyatillah. The mountain is not running away. It's humbling itself because it understands the power and the weight and the glory of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how do you bring about khashyat in yourself? Because khashyat is a emotion, it's a state of being that is desirable, we should create in ourselves, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommended it. We do it by focusing on and learning about Allah. By learning about Allah. Who is Allah? What do you know about Allah? By learning about Allah. Now you learn about Allah in two ways. One is by reading the Quran and the descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave of himself in the Quran. And the second is by looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around us. By recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation all around us. And creation is not only scenery, creation is not only wildlife and so on. Creation is not only the celestial bodies. Creation is also in science and technology. Creation is also in invention. Because at the end of that, all of that goes back and relates back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though maybe a human being who writes a computer program which does wonderful things, the one who gave him that intelligence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who gave him that idea to write this program is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In nanotechnology, for example, now there is they're working on and they have come to the they have created things where, for example, if you have a peptic ulcer, you can swallow a capsule which goes specifically to the place where the ulcer is and then injects the medicine to cure that ulcer in that place. It doesn't, you're not taking a medicine which affects the whole body and in that process something happens. Similarly for cancer, specific treatment to a particular cell or to a group of cells which have become cancerous. Now, that's what nanotechnology does. So, yeah, they you either swallow the pill or they inject a very small, very, very tiny robot into your vein, and then this robot goes through your venous system and reaches wherever it is supposed to reach. So, if you think about this amazing technology. Now, this is not the creation of human beings. I mean, it is human beings created it, but at the if you look at where does it come from, you look at this and you say, Subhanallah, Ajib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, has given human beings intelligence where they are able to create this kind of technology to alleviate suffering, to cure diseases and so on and so forth. So, seeing these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around us. And of course, as I said, reading the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the ayat which we mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr, the ayat which come after that from Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimul ghaybi wa shahada huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim to the end of that surah. You have Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is a beautiful introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And you have Ayat Al-Kursi, which is again the greatest and the most magnificent ayat of the Quran, because it has the asma and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, because it is the introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ayat Al-Kursi, and in Ayat Al-Kursi after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately mentioned the what must happen when you understand the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think about the set of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with Ayat Al-Kursi, and once you understand who Allah is, then what must you do? You make a choice. Now you have been introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do you say? What is your choice? My choice is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now that I know Allah, I worship Allah, because this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's why Allah created me. So when I know Allah, immediately what do? I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, what is the result of this worship? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا إِكْرَهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no compulsion. If somebody is not a Muslim, for that person, there is no compulsion. The no compulsion ayat refers to Muslims. It refers to non-Muslims, people who are not Muslim, with respect to entering Islam. It does not refer to Muslims. Allah is saying that there is no compulsion on anybody to enter Islam. Now you know who Allah is because of Ayat Al-Kursi. So therefore now, the path of guidance and the path of misguidance has been clearly demarcated. قَدْ تَبَيْنَ رُشْدْ مِنَ الْغَيْ. Between the two, between hidayah and between guidance and between ghay, between misguidance. This has become clear. There is no confusion. We don't know. We are not searching for God. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just now introduced himself. So there's no need to search for God. We know who God is. God is not a mystery. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well known. And we know who he is, and we know his qualities and his attributes which he told us. So here is Ayatul Kursi. And the path of guidance and the path of misguidance has been made clear. So what must you do now? Choose. And Allah said, the one who leaves the misguidance, the taghut, and chooses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, surely this person has got a handhold which will not break. He has grabbed a handhold which will not break. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this handhold which will take us all the way into Jannat al-Firdaus wa'ala bighayr hisab inshaAllah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned what is the result of this handhold. And see the beautiful way in which Allah mentioned this. Allah called himself the wali of the believer. Yeah, we want to become awliya of Allah. Inshallah, we ask Allah to include us among the list of his awliya. But Allah here is saying, I am your wali. One is to say somebody is the wali of Allah. But Allah is saying, I am your wali. Allahu waliul ladhina amanu. Allah is the wali of the believers. Allahu waliul ladhina amanu. And what is the benefit and what is the result of having Allah as your wali? Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. If you have a guide, if you have somebody who is guiding you, what is the result of the guide? That you will not get lost. You can't say, I have the best guide in the world and then I am, you know, wandering all over the countryside and I don't know where I am going. That means your guide is not working, right? It happens sometimes. You use these GPS systems, you know, TomTom and whatever, and then the thing takes you all over the countryside, and then in the middle of nowhere it says, you have arrived, Yeah, arrived where? So, but this is not the guidance of the Quran. This is not the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no doubt. Allah wali waladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. Allah is the wali of the believers and he takes them out from darkness into light. From misguidance into guidance. From confusion into clarity. From anxiety into peace and harmony. From fear into a state of safety. From hunger into a state of eating well and being well. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. And then Allah also mentions the one who make the other choice, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the people who deny. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ, the opposite direction. If you deny, then you have gone from a state of knowledge to a state of ignorance. From a state of guidance to a state of misguidance. From light into darkness. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. You make your choice, that is where you will be. People of the fire, forever. So, khashyatullah is the awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, where we understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and where we make the choice to worship only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners, without anyone, because He does not have any partners. If you're worshipping Allah without partners, you're not doing Allah a favor, you're only recognizing the reality. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His khashya and to help us understand these connections. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fill our hearts with His khashya, to recognize His signs, to understand His kalam, and to connect with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.